Today I want to talk about the day of the Lord. Now, the day of the Lord is a very important concept in Scripture, and I would strongly encourage anybody who cares at all about Bible prophecy to look up every single time the term day of the Lord is used in the Bible. I'm just going to read you one example, but you really need to look up all of the occurrences of the day of the Lord in both Old and New Testament. Let me read you one in verse 20 of Acts chapter 2. The Bible reads, "The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before that great and notable day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved." Now, when you're studying the day of the Lord, you'll notice that over and over again, the thing that is emphasized in both Old and New Testament is the sun and moon being darkened. Those are the main signs in heaven that have to do with the day of the Lord. You say, what is the day of the Lord? Well, if you study it throughout the Old Testament, it's very clearly the day when God pours out his wrath upon this earth. The day of the Lord is a day of clouds and of thick darkness. It's a day of wrath. It's a day of punishment. It's a day of judgment upon the earth. It's a day when God's going to pour out his wrath in a way that he's never done before. I mean, it's going to be a great and dreadful day of the Lord, the Bible says. And it's always associated with the sun and moon being darkened. You say, what does this have to do with the rapture? Well, the Bible calls the day that the rapture takes place, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 2, the Bible calls it the day of the Lord. Very clearly, he says in 1 Thessalonians 5, 2, well, first he says in verse 1, "But of the times and the seasons, brethren," referring to the rapture that he just mentioned in chapter 4, "but of the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night." So he connects the timing of the day of the Lord with the timing of the rapture. You say, why is that? Well, because they both happen on the same day. Now, when the Bible uses the term day of the Lord, it's usually emphasizing the wrath that's going to be poured out on the wicked, on the sinful. But the Bible's real clear in Luke 17 that the day that God pours out his wrath is the same day of the rapture. See, God's going to remove us from this earth right before he pours out his wrath. Just as the same day Lot went out of Sodom, he rained fire and brimstone, and the same day that Noah entered into the ark, the flood came, God will remove us from this earth, and then 30 minutes later, he will pour out his wrath in the form of fire and brimstone from heaven. And so the day of the Lord, the day of God's wrath, is the exact same day of the rapture. That's why in Revelation 6, when the sun and moon are darkened, the Bible says the great day of his wrath is come. Present tense, it's just now arriving. The day of the Lord is, the day of his great wrath is come. And in Matthew 24, it says that when the sun and moon are darkened, that's when Christ comes in the clouds and we are gathered up to be with him when the trumpet sounds. And so the day of the Lord is extremely significant. As you study it through Scripture, you'll see it's always tied in with the sun and moon being darkened. Jesus told us the rapture would happen after the sun and moon are darkened, and he calls the rapture in 1 Thessalonians 4, he calls it the day of the Lord in 1 Thessalonians 5:2.